morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, August 8, 2017. And you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course, this is your fake news radio at 1090.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. Do we have a theme today? Well, it's hard enough to get the guests, so I haven't really thought about a specific theme. But let's try, where's the outrage and where's the fun? I am really wondering about this, because the longer I've never seen anything like the apathy. I've never seen it. This is really an extreme. This is way over the edge. This is way into the red zone. People are one thing after another happens, and Trump now apparently is operating out of a golf club in New Jersey. It's perfect for meeting. May not be your idea of executive behavior, but if you're meeting on a regular basis with Russian mobsters, a golf club in New Jersey couldn't be better. My question is it at the golf club in New Jersey, do they have strippers? And, God, I sure hope they're paid union scale. That said, I just can't believe there's no uprising. I mean, this is nothing like anything I've ever seen before. In fact, it's a lot like nothing. In fact, it's exactly like nothing. That's the theme for today. Why are we in this? What do we want? Nothing. When do we want it? Never. That seems to be the current theme. We have an extraordinary guest today that I am very, very pleased to be introducing you to. I want to rip through some weather first, because we've got plenty of weather. May not have much else. May not have much in the way of motivation, but we've got weather. Smoky skies, otherwise sunny and a high around 90, and those highs are going to start climbing as of now. Calm winds, northwest, 6 miles in the afternoon. And for tonight, patchy smoke, partly cloudy, those around 64. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in 91. And for tomorrow night, lows around 64 and still not much wind. People are getting in a knickers in a bunch because, oh Lordy, we've got a million plus visitors arriving, and we may not have much of an eclipse, but we've got some banging good wildfires going, and we are as we wait patiently right now for me to rip through some of this. New York is one of 10 states where prosecutors can wait until just before trial to turn over witness names and statements and other key evidence known as discovery, right? Here's the deal. That makes it that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of tension for a defendant. But the defendant's choices, I think about this, no one ever, I have not heard this frequently debated, but for a defendant, the choice of going to trial and possibly losing and winding up with a terrible, draconian sentence, or deciding to accept a plea deal where you have no idea what that might be. And again, the same might prevail, draconian sentence. Those two options have nothing to do with justice. I'd love to see that question seriously. We now we have a situation that came up at Lansing, Michigan. A young Christian who was part of the Sunrise Movement confronted Representative Tim Walberg, who's a Republican, at a town hall. At his widely publicized statement, that he said, in case anybody's forgotten it, this Warburg chap said that God would take care of climate change, which is a bloody good thing, because the New York Times had this huge banging story on climate change and the fact that it is here now, more of it's arriving, and we have so far displayed an alarming lack of concern. Sunrise is an organization which does concern itself with things that do hurt people, damage lives, and uproot communities, just as this is what the idea of Christianity was originally about, lest anyone forget. But this an incident happened, and Will Lawrence, member of Sunrise, out of Michigan, was there and has a story to tell, and we want to hear him tell it. Hey, good morning, Will. Thanks for being with us. We're really glad you could be on the air today.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
First, do you want to just tell us very briefly a little bit about Sunrise?
Yes, of course. Thank you. Well, Sunrise is a movement of young people dedicated to stopping climate change and creating millions of good jobs across the country in the process. And our efforts are really focused on putting climate change on the political agenda for the 2018 midterm elections, and then we'll do it even bigger and better for the 2020 elections. And we're starting out this August with what we're calling Shine a Light, which is we're shining a light on our elected representatives' corruption. They're taking money from billionaire fossil fuel executives who are hell-bent on warming the climate and profiting from it. And as a result, they've been inactive on climate change, and they're failing to keep us safe, and they're threatening our health and our livelihoods as well.
And there's a confrontation with this chap, Warburg, who is quite a piece of work. The idea of stating, this is an elected representative. We want to hope that there's somewhat, well, you know, educated in a broad sense to say that God would take care of climate change.
Yes.
So well, what happened? What happened here that you were involved with?
Yes. Well, so there was a widely publicized statement that he made earlier this spring that if climate change turns out to be a problem, and he somewhat diminished that possibility, if it does turn out to be a problem, then God will take care of it. And I found this truly astonishing. I'm a young person, and I'm a Christian, and that was contrary to everything I know about not only climate change, but what it means to be an active and engaged Christian in the world. And, you know, we've got a lot of problems facing this country, but when it comes to cutting health care for the poor, for instance, it seems that Representative Warburg was very eager to do that himself. He was not content to let God take care of that one. So it seems that he is maybe being a little bit choosy in how he interprets the scripture. So I did a little research, and sure enough, turns out he's taken over $200,000 from the fossil fuel companies that are intent on putting more pollution into our atmosphere and causing more wildfires like we're experiencing out in the Northwest. And he's also taken $50,000 from Koch Industries, where, of course, the Koch brothers are the ringleaders of this whole thing. And he's taken $50,000 from them directly. So it seemed to me that he was paying attention to his pocketbook more than his study Bible.
This is the Warburg, has he run into pushback at town hall meetings and so forth on the subject of health care as well as his very close, very warm, very cordial ties with the Koch brothers, but on the subject of climate change and health care, what have his town hall meetings been like? Exciting, perhaps?
Yes, absolutely. Well, so yesterday, for instance, he was here in Lansing, Michigan, And they have a very sterile environment for these town halls. They're taking pre-screened questions that are being read by a moderator off of a little piece of paper. So it wasn't really a conducive environment for a direct question or a challenging question. So I stood up to ask a follow-up question, which was, do these campaign donations you're taking have anything to do with your statements about climate change? Could there be anything connected here? And he refused to answer that question. And not only that, he outright denied two times that he had ever even said that God would take care of climate change. And this got tons of media coverage earlier this spring. There's video of it. There were multiple national news articles. And he outright denied it two times. So go figure. But, you know, it was a fun encounter, and I think we livened up the event a little bit. And the most important thing is not to change Representative Wahlberg's heart or his soul, because we know that that's beyond the power of any one person.
Doesn't have heart, doesn't have soul, yeah.
Exactly. So the important thing is to spread the word about this movement we're building, Sunrise, which is really focused on putting climate change on the political agenda. And if more people hear about it, more people will get involved, and that's already happening today. So I think it was a tremendous success.
This is, and we talk about this. We hear about I wonder if Wahlberg does, in fact, read the New York Times, and how that today the article struck him, because it doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room for people of Wahlberg's ilk, as it were. We just to wrap up with here. What would you like to just leave listeners thinking about? Any contact information too?
Yes, absolutely. Go to sunrisemovement.org, and we're having a welcome call tomorrow for anybody who wants to join this movement. It's open for anybody to participate, where you live or online. So go to sunrisemovement.org/trainings, and you'll be able to register for that welcome call tomorrow. sunrisemovement.org/trainings.
Sounds terrific. Will, thank you so much for joining us today. We are just
thank
delighted.
Thank you so much
you.
For having me. It was a pleasure.
And we want to be keep us informed. Let us know what you're up to. And don't wait till you're on the front page and in charge of something. Okay, thank you so much. My guest has been Will Lawrence with Sunrise. Today's this has been Eka Askadia for Tuesday, August 8th, 2017. Tave Pache-Drake engineered for us today. Thanks, Tave. Derek Brooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.